Your Majesty must not let the Jews to make him so upset. There may be a way to get them all yet. I have a little plan which will convince the Jews to make a switch and to become part of the Nation of Islam.
Good heavens, Uncle Dovey. Who could that be that expressed himself so disgracefully?
Please, my dear chaps, I have just one request. On with the performance and let's hear the rest.
Of course, of course. With certainty. Let us continue now. Where were we? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Aha. That was the Pasha's closest advisor, Ibn Abu Ben Zuk, whose sideline profession was being a crook. And if you thought the Pasha was a cruel, evil ruler, Ibn Abu Ben Zuk was 1,000 times crueler.
Please, dear Ben Zuk, my good man, what is your idea? Please tell me your plan. You are so bright. You are so wise. I need you to advise. Advise! Advise!
His Excellency knows that Ibn Abu Ben Zuki is what one might call a very smart cookie. A thought reached my mind so evil and shrewd that what the Jews treasure most is their glut kosher food. Without it, they would be finished. Kaput! Then we would have them right under our foot. And being an expert in my crooked career, I can easily make their kosher food disappear. The Jews would then realize that they're going to starve without any milchik, fleishik, or parv. Then we'll invite them to a banquet of Pasha Amal ibn Bamal ibn Gamal Kazam, where they will be convinced by their empty tongue that it is not really so dumb to become a Muslim.
It's beautiful, marvelous, wonderfully wicked. This idea, Ben Zuk, is just the right ticket. You'll steal the Jews' food, you'll hide it and lock it. Then we will have those fools in our pocket.
So his righteousness enjoys my little game.
If it works, Ben Zuk, it'll bring you fortune and fame. But if it were to fail, this plan that you've selected, then your head and shoulders could become disconnected.
His Majesty is quite a wit. His statement has such wit in it. Some would say he is an it-wit.
Yeah, yes, of course, certainly.
Uncle Dovey, that idea of that minister sounds so evil and so sinister.
I say, the plot is getting thicker, so let's pick up the pace a little bit quicker.
That night, Ben Zuk, that miserable prankster, gathered a group of 26 gangsters, a depraved bunch, his rottenest henchmen, some Arabs, 10 Russians, and a couple of Frenchmen.
That's what I think we are, amateurs. You call us down here gangsters, what?
Oh, yeah. I'll show him a thing or two.
Make trouble, you happy. You make trouble.
I'm in trouble, all right.
Listen to me, you scoundrels, and take great heed. There is something important from you which I need. With your help, this disgraceful deed will succeed. Since you are all so skilled at crawling and creeping, you are to sneak into the Jews' homes tonight while they're sleeping. Then you will do something really malicious. I want you to steal all their bagels and knishes. You will take all their cake to the very last crumb. Every dish with a fish, every chewing of gum. You will take all the crackers, the bread and the grain. On this type of a diet, you never can gain. Every bottle of juice, every drink that they drink, must be taken away before they can drink. Don't leave them a thing, not even a sticker, not even a piece of a green sour pickle. It makes me so happy, it gives me a tickle. But what fun is stealing some grains and some oats? How about slitting a couple of throats?
Now, now,
let's act like gentlemen. Let's not be rude. For now, we just want to borrow their food. Then, after all my plan has been finished and done, then there will be time for plenty of fun.